So we got three stories here. We're going to share them with you real quick. Woody and I will do that. And all of them are true, but they could have happened anywhere, these stories, all over the globe. But you have to identify the one that happened in Florida. This is a tip of the cap to Florida. I don't know how they do it. They're consistent. It's constant. Just cranking out the crazy. And so I feel like they should be honored. You know, we should give them a laurel and hearty handshake. And that's what we do with It Happened in Florida. So 844-4-WW-SHOW if you'd like to get in and compete. And if you can spot the Florida story first, you win. Woody's got story number one.
Story number one is about buying a used car. Right? You think to yourself, well, certain things you can make sure you check out. Maybe you've got a mechanic that you can take the car to. Or if you don't, maybe you kick the tires, you slam the doors, you check the horn.
Are those the things you do?
Well, that's what the dude in story number one did. However, the horn was the part that really sort of made the deal fall through. Specifically, it was the bull's horn that gored him while he was looking at a used car for sale. We've all been there, right? Look at a used car, and then you end up face-to-face with an aggressive bull that then stabs you in the gut.
You said we've all been there? No.
Oh, look at me. I'm Wilcox. I've never been gored by a bull before.
Next to a used car.
You've never lived a life. You've done nothing with your life.
Apparently.
Quote, I remember feeling the horn going through my right side, and the next thing I knew, I was on the ground close to a bush. I crawled between the bush and the house, and the bull stood over me and snorted for about 20 minutes. He was looking at a used car. Good news is the doctor said that his belly fat and the abundance of it saved him from an even worse injury.
So it's protection.
Was it in Florida where he was looking for a used car and ended up gored by a bull? Worst of all, it was bull from Night Court.
All right. I thought you were slipping for a second there. I'm like, what?
Making you wait for it.
No bull from Night Court joke to follow up?
You killed him last
what
time.
What a tough day.
I did not kill him.
I was the other guy.
Story number two, I think we're all more likely to have gone through this scenario than the one that Woody just described. Let's say you have to take your car into the mechanic. And you realize how expensive it can be depending on the repairs. And you decide, and Woody, I'm sure you've been there, I guess I better just have sex with the mechanic because I can't afford to pay the bill. Right, Woody? How many times have you gone down that path?
Zero.
Liar.
Okay.
Maybe. You wanted to. Less, no, I'll just take your money.
Less than eight.
Went in for a break job and next thing you know, easy. We all can fill in the blanks. Now, when it becomes tricky is when you're married and you decide that you're going to complete this transaction, shall we say, in your car while it's running in your garage. And then you both die of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, because that's the scenario that unfolded in this particular case. She, in this case, apparently, in lieu of payment, was sharing herself in the carnal manner in her car with it running in her own garage with the 56-year-old mechanic. Which, by the way, was only made more uncomfortable after her death and her husband coming home to find the two of them. Oh. Right. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Was it Florida? Is my question for you. I do have some audio on this coming up as well.
Some audio?
Yeah. Woody, story number three?
Story number three is about taking your kids on a little bit of vacation and them having to see things that probably they shouldn't see. Cops were called out to the scene in story number three after a woman arrived on the scene to find a man who was naked and tied to a tree. They believed it was some sort of alcohol-fueled prank where the man had passed out at this popular vacation destination. And his friends are like, let's take all his clothes off and tie him to a tree.
Sure.
What's the worst that could happen?
Right.
Well, they then themselves apparently passed out, and he was left naked and tied to a tree in the morning when families started showing up. What do you do at that point? Well, if you're the woman in story number three, you immediately began taking photos and video and posting it to your Facebook page.
Oh.
And then you called the cops after you made sure you got enough likes on there. She was quoted as saying, "I don't think this is something kids should be seeing," end quote.
So I'll put it on my Facebook page?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Take off your pants!
I would be concerned. I'm not sure how I would react. We know how you would react, lady. You posted it on Facebook. Was it in Florida where the police showed up and the man was charged with indecent exposure? 45 minutes, by the way, for the cops to show up is what the woman later reported on her Facebook page.
Well, I mean, not an emergency, I feel like.
Naked dude tied to a tree is not an emergency.
Yeah, no further damage will be done. Let's put it that way.
Let's let Alina have the first crack at this. Alina, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. One of them went down in the Plywood State. Tell us which one.
Oh, I'm cracking up. I've got to go with story number three.
Story number three. Yes. Nice job. Come on, you go on Facebook first, and then you talk about the naked man tied to a tree at Big Talbot Island State Park there in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida.
And story number two, where the woman decided to pay for her car repairs, with a little relations in the garage with the car running, and then met an untimely death along with the mechanic, only to be discovered by her husband. Newark, New Jersey is where that one went down.
You think she got a written estimate beforehand? Like, I'm going to need X amount of this and 20 minutes of that? Or
is there... Worse yet, it was Bull from Night Court.
The Bull gored a man while looking at a used car for sale in Tracy, California.
I wanted to jump into some of the news story on the carbon monoxide poisoning. We don't have time to do it here. We'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.